All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our live watch-along of The Bachelorette. We're just about to start the episode. I know we're about 5 minutes behind all y'all, but we're going to catch up during commercials. So we're starting the episode right now.
Yes. And I'm dividing my attention between Chipotle and you guys, but...
It's very important.
Nourishment is important.
Ooh, Jason Biggs and Jenny Moyen.
I'm, like, here for that group date. I want to see what that's like.
Oh. Well, I forgot my computer to take notes. I've got to get that,
guys. That's what Mama needs today.
I'm better on the computer if I'm moderating. All right, fans, we're pausing real quick so that I can grab my computer because I'm a good, conscientious host.
Yes.
BRB. There might be a computer in here. Look at
that. Charged.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
I know. Sorry, everyone. All right, starting. You guys ready?
Ready. Oh.
Wait, Hannah's seeing other guys besides Luke?
I thought it was their show. Like,
I hate him.
Yo, Mike Johnson with the tea this season.
I know.
I'm excited for that.
Oh, it's on his butt. Y'all saw that?
He pooped his pants.
No, he was like walking away and had like mad lint on his butt. Got it.
There's another hospital scene, and you know that it's going to be nothing. It'll be like, I tripped and got a scab and went to the ER.
What?
He looks tired.
He really does.
Being an alpha is exhausting, guys.
Things are gonna be real from here. Oh, look at my man Pete. What's that noise?
That was my foot.
Yeah. I like that they all just nod like this.
I forgot to write down the group date.
Got you. Oh, this is harder. To write as fast?
I know.
Oh, definitely a rookie move. Gotta bring my laptop next time. Kinda looks good here, guys. What do you think?
That yeah. What?
She looks really nice this episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little aggressive.
I would have hated that.
He got the right reaction, though. Look how jealous it made everyone else.
Yeah.
Jenny Mullen.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Really can't figure it out.
I was about to say, it's like right in front of you.
Look at that. I really have no idea.
None.
We maybe we'll hike?
None.
Do you think they're going to wear that thing?
They're going to do, like, they hook up the little...
Yeah, that's what I mean, that
yeah.
thing.
What?
Great group of winners this season.
Placenta.
Coulson didn't know much about, you know, I'm seeing a thread.
What?
Oh, we're setting up a feud, guys. Tyler. Oh, ouch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My nightmare.
Damn. Oh!
He went cross-eyed.
He did.
Oh, is he, like, barely gonna move? No way.
What is happening?
What is he doing? What? John Paul Jones's face. I'm like in love with Judd, guys.
Are you?
He's so cute. He's adorable. Oh,
this guy's gonna be a little B. Knew it. He does not got this. Think he'll stop it early?
I think he will.
Me too.
You.
Ha 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 ha
face. Anna clearly enjoyed it. What did you guys think of that date?
I loved it.
It was fun.
I thought that was a really, really fun date.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I thought it was cute.
I love it so much more than the active ones, like the boring competition ones. Like, that was really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I like about the competition ones, though, is you can watch people break. Like, you can see who's, like, insecure in their masculinity.
Yeah, but I don't find it as entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Maya, I'm same. Looks so cute.
Yeah, I like the pony. It's cute.
They're making her really chill. Like, look at this leather jacket situation. They usually dress up in, like, gowns. Yeah. This is a chill outfit.
Does she love chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
When did we learn that?
On Twitter, she had said something about it.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't prefer chicken tenders.
That was a weird lean in.
Yeah. Into it.
She's so weird... into him.
Do I just not watch people kiss enough, or is that...
That's his.
Oh, this tradition. Is why I got hit in the head with a chicken nugget a couple weeks ago.
I wonder how long he's had that planned. Before he got on the show,
Yeah.
I just think the whole setup was weird. He's like, I believe in making a wish, overthrowing chicken nuggets. Yeah, it was like weird.
What?
I mean, a couple... Wasn't there only one group date?
First of all, his outfit is trash.
Hair is horrible. Oh my god. That is, like, the douche outfit of, like, a hoodie with a blazer on top. Like, he picked
and a pocket square. Like, you were going for a suit look. You should have just wore a shirt.
I think Tyler C. bullied geeks in high school.
That's the vibe,
I guess. Yeah.
I don't really like Tyler C.
Me neither. I would definitely have a crush on him because I think he's really hot, but that's it.
He gives me, like, secret villain vibes. Like,
yeah, because he's a douche.
Ugh.
Okay, that outfit I don't love on him.
Oh, we're about to get his story.
week before I came on the show. Okay, I do like that it was tied into something that happened that day versus he just wanted to, like, tell her something, you know what I mean? When they could just go for, like, a, well, this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Good timing. Yes.
Sorry. Don't call him Chris.
Kim! Get the...
Get...
What? She blatantly hates him. She's like, the producers are making me keep him. What if he comes back?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Oh!
Cam!
Look at Hannah's face. She wants to send him home so bad.
Look at him staying in the moment, though.
I know, I know.
Yo, he actually handled that
and
real
that
well.
And that says something about his character, because if he was like, can you please go? Like, he was really polite, but also stern.
And it didn't feel fake. Like I said, he's still telling his story.
Agreed.
Aww.
He's cute. I really like him. I hate his outfit, though.
Yes, this little Fonzworth Bentley for me right now.
No! He is unbelievable.
What a boss on Mike's end, though.
Yo.
Was that four times or five?
That's right. You kissed her in front of him.
I'm cringing. I am cringing.
Right? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I'm so here for him right now.
Oh, God. But I am curious to see how he's going to handle the situation because it will say a lot about his character.
I think
so
he's being pushed.
So far, I like it. Well, so far, I think he's handled it so well. But how is he going to talk to him one-on-one? Because I don't like when guys get like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when, I'm so sorry if I spit. When Tyler went up to him last time, that bothered me. That really turned me off the way he did it. The way Garrett did it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how, what's his name?
Tyler C. Cam.
Cam.
No, the MJ. Other one.
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson. I'm curious to see how Mike Johnson is going to handle it.
I loved how Tyler handled it because he just goes, hey man, I just wanted to let you know, It's not cool what you did.
Garrett?
And just like,
he was so cute. He was like, that's what I let you know. I respect. Or he's like, I understand. But it wasn't cool, man.
Oh, man.
That was so rude.
Why is she apologizing to him?
She's
She thinks it's crazy.
That's it? That's what he had to say?
He had to resign. From his job.
Oh my god, this is so awkward.
She did not understand how uncomfortable they're making her.
Oh, this is horrible.
This is the most awkward. Oh. He hates this.
I didn't like that.
That wasn't his beef.
Of course he's bonding with JP Jones.
But like, honestly.
Oh god, no. Hold on.
You were not.
You were not the bigger man. Don't
even. Both of you were children.
Oh god.
It's Peter, I can hear him. John Paul Jones might be my favorite character on this show.
Yo, he's comedy. Look at this.
We're gonna show him eating again.
Oh, that's really uncomfortable.
Just look at each other. I'm just gonna stare like that, like a creep. Oh god, I cannot stand it.
I might.
Jaden Jones is doing this.
I might love John Paul Jones.
Yo.
Oh, look at Luke.
Just Connor?
Yeah, there's one one-on-one and then another group date.
No, I know, but I'm surprised he got it. Wait, did they have a connection last week?
Yeah, a short one.
Yeah, they actually had a good conversation at the cocktail party. I was like...
That's the point.
He's so full of lines.
Followed by another line. Is she laughing at him or with him?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
I think she likes it.
Such a F-boy.
He talks like Kylie Jenner.
He should be in Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Dead. I think Mike Johnson's gonna get it.
Oh, you're right, because he's...
He opened up to her in a way that no one else did tonight.
True. Yep.
Hey. Oh, the shade, Hannah! Yes, Hannah.
That was cute. Cam is... I don't like Cam at all.
He's good TV, though.
Oh, he's fantastic TV.
Is it?
You don't think everybody else does. Had to do that?
Yeah, but you're psycho. Not some like special case. You're just another guy. Like,
yeah, he's always being Cam.
He's just like fishing ABC. For attention. It's so gross.
It is, when you think about what Mike's important thing was versus his important thing, it's so insulting
it's
to Mike.
It's so insulting. God, no, shout out to the editing, really, though.
I know.
Because, like, putting those two together was like, ugh.
Yup.
This episode, I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling it so far.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. It's delivering on the drama. Let us know how y'all feel if you're tuning along with us. What you think so far?
I kind of want to see Aladdin.
Oh, I saw it.
Was it good?
Was it good?
I really liked it. I thought they did a really good job.
I want to see it. Honestly, that's me.
Oh, I want to see this.
It reminds me of a scripted version of, like, Lindsay Lohan's Beach House, you know? Like, same kind of vibes.
Oh, they got really bad footage. No one filmed anything before this?
I think they're gonna flash back to it.
I'm so. Yeah. He's cute.
Yeah, I think he's basic.
Basic but... for sure, but he's cute. Mm. That? Oh, yeah. Grant. Oh. That's the best kind of date.
Yeah.
Oh. Ralph.
He's naked on the couch.
Where is she? The bedroom?
was very little explanation.
Yeah.
She woke up and she passed out? Why? Dehydration?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like... Luke fully think he's won.
Yeah.
Aww.
She likes him.
Oh, she... What makes you think that? That's the best date that you could have on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
That is... If I were to go on The Bachelor, that would be the date that I'd want. How many hours was that?
Is this a Bachelor at first, guys? Have we had a past Bachelor do this?
No, I don't think so. Production must have been pissed.
I want to talk about that, actually.
That's so cute!
Oh, my God.
I pick him. That's really cute.
All right, I know I said he was basic AF, but that was really freaking cute. I'm not going to lie.
Look at him, he's glowing.
Oh,
shut up, Luke. It's like, I demand to see my girlfriend.
Oh, wait. So he didn't get a rose from that.
Yeah, but there's no rose on the table, that's why. I wonder how long they hung out, though.
I'm curious of that, too. Also, they finished her filming her season, like, down to the wire. Like, up until, I think, like, a week before filming or something.
I think they were filming...
I think she's alone.
Like, she was filming...
I think even after the first episode aired, they were still wrapping this. I think they weren't even done with production when they started airing it.
I think she ended up alone. Have you seen her in interviews? She does not seem happy.
I've heard that theory being floated around, but to that point, I think she's just, like, tired. She just finished, and I feel like she hasn't had a chance to, like, process it.
The way she answers the question, though, like, I'm sorry, no matter how tired you are, if you are engaged, you were like, oh, it was great. She's like, it turned out the way I think it should have, and I learned a lot. Like, it's not... Ooh, good.
Okay.
If you watch the interviews, because it's not about her energy, it's what she says, and you're like, oh.
Wow.
Because I don't think she should be giving it away. I think she's accidentally giving it away that she ended up on.
I started watching an interview with her and then, like, fell asleep halfway because it was late last night.
Because you're bored?
I was a little bit bored, I'm not going to lie. But, I don't know. What if she does end up alone?
I think she's going... Well, I'll be here for it because I love different, like, endings. Like, I love that for Colton it was different, and I would love for this one to be different. People live for that. I don't want to just be like, oh, which one? It's just, oh, she liked him the whole time, and it was him. As much as I love a love story, I also love drama. On The Bachelor. Mm. Oh.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be writing about that tomorrow.
He got to mention Chloe.
Yeah, I mean, his memoir is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, well, that would make sense why he's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Do the GMA interview, line it all up. He's been like, I mean, parts of it have been leaked already. He said Kris Jenner set up him and Chloe to be ambushed by the paparazzi at one point when he was trying to, like, make amends with her. And basically invited, like, told him where she was going to be, but didn't tell her. And then she was like, what the fuck are you doing here? And, like, that it was, like, part of why they broke up. And then she did all these devious things. I was like, oof. He's just exposing all of them in different ways.
I buy that. It's crazy how you learn how fake.
I saw this show in the fall. It's really good.
What?
Dear Evan Hansen. Oh. Do you guys musical people at all or not really?
Not really.
It was good.
I enjoy them. I just don't make an effort to go to them as much
so
as I'd like to.
It's
yeah.
So much money, though.
I've only seen maybe three, like Wicked. I saw Bring It On, the musical.
Nice.
My old team, my cheer team, we all went together. And that's it, actually.
I'm going to tell you, did you hear about the, as for the fake thing, the Trisha Paytas, Nick Avocado thing?
What?
Nick Avocado. Perez interviewed her, so that's why I'm curious.
I saw the interview go up, but I didn't look into it, to be honest.
So Trisha, like, straight up lied and put someone on blast for 2 years when she was actually the bad person in the situation. And Perez, like, tried to get her to apologize for it, and she wouldn't. Really awkward. You should watch it. Aww. They made her put on makeup for the in the moment. Quirky music. Is that pizza?
Yeah. Is she about to roll up?
Yeah.
Take her man out? Okay.
Yeah, she's got to pull him out and give him a rose. She's going to give him a rose, I bet. Oh. Connor.
zoom in of Luke's face. Wait for it. Ooh, I like that shirt. But, like... Friendship? Dinner? These two, they're also going to do something.
Right,
concert? Yeah, I knew it.
I wanted it to be Tenille Arts.
I love this song.
His voice is a little ridiculous.
Oh, I love it.
What else?
He sounds like, what's that group?
Hanson.
No, not him. Same. Remember. This grand.
Oh, does he sing, Once I Was 7 Years
yes.
Old?
That's what I was thinking of. Oh, yeah, same person. Same person.
Lucas Graham, I think. They actually got a good, relevant artist.
Yeah, they did.
He probably was like, no, you can't get a refund. So, and Hannah's like, but I'm not feeling well. And production's like, you have to do it still.
Oh,
that was so cute. He kissed her on the nose. Wow, I feel single.
Meanwhile, we're in this corner like...
I feel married.
Good breath. Must be nice, Jeff. Yes, they're really switching things up. I'm into
Yo.
It. Who the hell? Who's she kissing?
Oh, I think that's Peter
Pilot. Oh,
that's
Peter. Oh, my God. You guys know how I feel about Peter. Is it hard watching him make out with another woman on screen? Yes, it's okay.
He still hasn't met you yet, Renee.
Yeah, you're right. It's like that song, Haven't Met You Yet, Michael Bublé. Hold on. We need to have a moment. I love that they're switching things up and doing these, like, spying, like, secret cam business.
Yes.
Because this is the first time it's been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and so the guys don't know that they're going to be watched all the time in the previous seasons that they've watched, and it's entertaining as all hell.
It's great.
So, I'm assuming from this little preview, they're just trying to get, like, the makeup artist to flirt with them.
And see if they, like, respond. She better be...
Which is interesting. Do you remember that season? I think her name was...
Are you talking about the one that slept with the production guy?
Yeah. It's like a behind-the-scenes look at, like, how that might have played out. You never know.
Oh, I'm pretty pumped for it. And I love that Demi's involved, like, for no reason.
First of all,
like,
Demi literally is, no like, the star of the franchise right now. Like,
she's killed
it. It's Hannah B's season, but it's Demi's world right now.
Oh, 100%. Like, why is she back?
Well, they announced this week she's going to Paradise.
Doesn't matter. There's so many other people going to Paradise. Like, Demi's going to keep returning for, like, well, this week we're going to try this.
I wonder
if she's going to come back every season and do something like this. Like, if they're going to incorporate someone to do this each season.
I like Demi.
I like Demi. It's just, like, they're really trying a lot of new things this
Yeah.
Because I think Colton did so well, and they were so surprised because he broke so many rules.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's switch it up.
It's only been 30 seasons.
Yeah. Time. What if they hired someone new behind the scenes that had, like, a fresh outlook on...
I still like John Paul Jones, you guys.
He's also really good for TV.
I gotta say, I like Connor, but I struggle with the way he talks. Like, with my mom, I was just, like, so upset, and, like, I was just stressed.
Pretty good.
It wasn't, like, 6. Not too.
Oh, by the way, can we talk about the fact that Cassie and Michelle deleted all their videos? So Cassie, who won Colton season, her and her sister started a YouTube channel, and they just deleted all their videos, so they gave up.
Okay. Weird. Her and Kaylin popped up on my feed this week, too, because...
Kaylin or what?
They posted a picture of, like, Cassie and Colton kissing with Kaylin. I'm like, y'all are still up to this? Like, we know, you're the third wheel. It's not even entertaining anymore.
It's also so awkward. Because you were just crying about how you thought it should have been you. Like, I can't.
You're over Kaylin.
I'm so over Kaylin. Terrible lighting. Why are they showing her that lighting? What? What?
What?
Why did he leave?
They didn't say.
Yeah, this is the most vague. Why would
I bet it's a Me Too situation.
Oh, you think they just made her say it that way?
Yeah.
He did some inappropriate stuff.
That's crazy. Does anyone in the chat know why he left?
They didn't show reading the date card. How do we know who's on the date?
Obviously, shooting was a mess this season because the footage that they do have is, like, kind of random, but they skip sometimes.
Yeah, the pacing is interesting.
Like, her getting sick. They managed to capture all 20 minutes it took for Colton to leave and have a breakdown jump over the fence, but...
Is that Grant? Is he gay or is he straight?
That's the point. Oh. Oh no.
Oh wow.
Wow,
this is such a weird bug.
Distributed by Warner Brothers Media, The Secret Life of Pets 2.
The trailer comes out on this day in the movies and theaters.
This dog is killing me. He's not feeling this.
Why wasn't she able to bring them? Rachel brought her dog.
I don't know.
Yo.
No. That's a stretch.
This is like... They look really obvious, though.
Just be real. Hey, we thought it'd be fun to try something new.
Like you didn't know this was happening.
Oh, so they're all gonna pass.
You best. Why does she need a mic?
I don't know.
That's cute. Wait, why are they posing together?
He looked at Luke.
Oh my god.
That's not safe.
Oh no. Oh no.
It's dragging the dog.
I kind of feel bad for Luke, actually.
What? Why?
I actually think he's probably a nice guy. I just feel like he seems kind of pathetic.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
She doesn't like it.
Yeah,
he's
right.
An openly admitted ex-F boy. Like, come on, yeah. Jeff.
I think if this is the same week after Cam just did what he did, it's not going to be taken well to
That's
be
true.
This aggressive right now. Because I think she's over the...
You keep forgetting that we can't fast forward right now.
I do.
I know.
I feel like there are versions of Luke that are, like, toxic, bad dudes. And I actually don't think he's that...
I think he's going to go pretty far. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for that package that we get later in the season that makes us all, like, question if he's really, you know, a bad guy. Like, we find out something really compelling about him. It's like...
I already questioned.
I wonder what it's going to be.
Can't tell the secret life of pets too. No, we're not.
Why would you think that? I didn't get that vibe.
When he was like, "The Secret Life of Pets 2 is a fun movie that shows you," I was
and
just
then
like,
Demi repeated it.
I know. She's like, because The Secret Life of Pets 2.
The next date is I'm going to see it in theaters.
That's when I would turn it off. I cannot.
Good episode so far.
God.
Uh-oh.
Love her dress, too.
I think it's a jumpsuit.
Whoa!
That was really honest.
Yeah. Look at her face.
Not feeling it.
Ooh.
Wedding.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
Her smile's scary. Because you can't tell how she's feeling. Ooh, and all the chemistry was just sucked out of their relationship.
Saying that real loud.
Gonna pretend everything's fine. Oh. Oh, she's dead.
I have so many thoughts. I'm going to save them for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't watch.
Ooh.
Oh, my, these guys.
He looks like Mr. Incredible in this shot right now. It's just very, like...
True.
Oh.
Oh my god!
She's annoyed.
Oh yeah, I would be too after we just talked about it.
He's just taking a grave.
I have a feeling that this conversation with her is going to redeem itself. Oh, don't! You'll see the other people that got eliminated.
No, I think this is just girls.
Oh,
I'm trying to. Our news segment.
Is the Paradise cast announced?
Some of them are.
I'm a pilot.
Oh.
Wow. Peter. Killing it as always.
What do you guys think?
Good episode. It's a really good episode.
Where are you finding this article in Paradise?
This one is from International Business Times. It was the first one that came up.
Who we got? Who's announced?
It said, Demi Nicole Onyeka, possible is Tayshia Hannigy Kaylin. Kaylin went on Extra TV this week. My friend interviewed her. She was like, I'm hopeful. Like, it was a very much leaning yes. Okay. So, I would say her name as well.
I'm just so glad Yakes is going to be in Paradise.
Yeah.
Love Onyeka.
I found this interesting article on Jed as well. It's just like a who he was before The Bachelorette, you know, with the singer-songwriters. It's like, are they here for the right reason?
Yeah, their career.
So it kind of talks about, like, yeah, he's a Nashville singer, some little-known facts about him. But he also used to be a burlesque dancer.
Interesting.
Male stage performer. And then, so I clicked on the photographer's Insta page. And it was dated from September 2018. So this was recent. He's tagged, like. But the article says he used to. I don't know if he still does it, about him. I want to bring it up, see what people
resign
say.
From his job, like Cam did.
It's interesting. And then Variety posted another interview with one of the Bachelor EP.
Oh.
He said. Like, I would keep an eye on Jed, the songwriter, because I think there's always a red flag that comes up with guys who's a singer.
Agreed.
But he's somebody that I think people are really going to fall in love with.
Who said this, a producer?
A Bachelor exec. And they said Luke P is very polarizing. He's very controversial, but that I would hold off on calling him. Our show shows people with shades of gray. That's what she's like.
Oh, yeah. God, that means she's going to pick him.
Did she want that kiss? She looked like
overwhelmed by it.
Jeez!
But you already spoke
Stop
to her.
Stop bullying Peter.
Ooh. It's not Clifton's, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think Joey's a producer.
What? I didn't feel like I was in love with her?
Yeah. I'm so confused.
Didn't he say he loved her the second episode?
No, he said he's falling.
Starting.
Oh, starting. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. I was like, wait.
She went in for that kiss.
She was like waiting for him to stop speaking so she could kiss him. It was like she's so into him.
Anna Kelsey Brown.
Oh, you're right. It is a romper. I thought it was a dress.
Yeah. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. He's gonna lift her. I can't.
That was
not here for that.
Producer pushed him.
I know.
That was like a lot.
Peter got it for sure. Why is she bringing the rose?
I think it would say too much if she left it and then spoke to him. I don't know.
No, he's not.
Well, she did.
Already. Peter.
Mm-hmm. Anna.
Uh-oh. You're teasing nothing. Nothing's gonna happen.
Not from ABC Cam. The ABC can't do shit.
It's like extra commercials. I need coffee. You guys want anything?
Okay, thank you.
that cute?
Oh, yes. Obviously very cute. God, that was my genuine reaction. Yes, sis. Yes. Love the neon.
Oh, cute. Thank you. I was trying to film a video, and then
where's this from? Fashion Nova? No?
No. It's actually my friend's boutique back in Massachusetts.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah, I like the neon.
I still have yet to really wear anything neon. I have to catch the trend while it's back.
I'm clearly on it and running with
it. On trend as well.
Yeah, I love the neon trend.
I loved it growing up, actually. Neon was always my favorite.
Really?
And I remember Dom used to tease me. She's like, why do you always pick the most bright shit? Like, you know, I tell people, like, theme parks and stuff. I'm like, can I get the neon, like, the t-shirt or, like, the keychain strap?
As bright as possible.
Neon, yeah. That and, like, teal blue. It's my favorite. Very specific.
I like teal blue as well.
Teal blue is everything. Half my stuff at home is actually still teal blue.
Oh, my God. Our video's up. If you guys go to the Lil's channel on YouTube after our after show and watch me and
look
Lil
at Tyler's
DM
pose the same
people.
Way. He always flexes when he lays down.
He just is so aware he's on TV.
Well, yeah. Now that they got rid of Tyler G on the low, they could just be Tyler.
That's true.
Pool party with Hannah.
Yep. A tailgate party.
Oh no.
The corniest person.
Do you think he's trans or something?
What?
Yo, Mike Johnson.
What?
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah, but for
Sorry.
TV, I'd really like to watch it. Thank you.
This was... That awkward silence and him going, BS, no, killed me.
Really, leaning into that one.
No, please don't interrupt this. I really want to hear what it is. He looks so unhappy.
Uh-oh. But he didn't?
Did he not actually have to lose his leg, or is that what he's...
He was like, I'm fine. This is too much details.
Are you kidding me? And then he's like, and on top of that, I also got into a car accident as well and ruined my car.
On my way to casting. Hating this.
What's the issue, though? Like,
why would that make her send him home?
What a self-centered person.
So self-centered.
I just want you to know that I've had some surgeries. I don't get it.
What did you get in the loan, though?
Wait, what happened?
Oh no.
I have mixed feelings about that, Mike.
I hate it because I like him, but that's not... Have you ever watched The Bachelor? Like, come
on. That's exactly how I feel. It's like, I like him, so I don't want him to, like, get involved with this BS, but... It's so satisfying the way he, like, schools these guys. I'm like, keep doing it.
There's one thing I didn't like that Mike J said earlier. And we'll go over it on air, too, but maybe I'll just save it for Eric.
Save it for Eric. Yeah. I'm curious now.
Yeah. I like him overall, but he says something that knocks me down a peg tonight. That was so confusing.
I want to see Ma.
This is funny.
Funny.
Can't go out. I'm sick.
Are you tweeting from me? Oh, you're tweeting from the afterlife.
You guys watch The Office?
Yeah.
Remember the one where Mike accidentally wears a woman's jacket?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's one where Michael Scott's trying to renegotiate someone's salary when he accidentally dresses in women's clothes. I find him to be very narcissistic.
Oh, for sure.
So full of lines. Oh, he moved it.
You see that eye roll? She's like, what?
I'm not here for Tyler C.
No, he's worse. Not the worst, but... Oh, no.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. Her nose is really red.
Connor's been kissing it too much. Look at that smile on Mike.
He lied. I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Does he forget that everything's recorded, and there's footage of everything.
I think he made that choice when he was like, I'ma go tell her.
He just really misrepresented what Cam said, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, John Paul Jones!
To be fair, he doesn't have other time.
Hannah just wants to send him home.
Oh, 100%. Oh, man. Oh, God, now he's gonna go to Chris.
Hop the fence! Hop the fence! Look at Mike smiling.
Oh, we never see the bunks.
Mike Johnson.
Very thirsty camera person on that one.
I'm thirsty viewer over here. I'm like,
they yeah. They lingered for a long time
they
on
did. It. They did. I think Cam's staying. I'm just going to say that now.
And what?
I think Cam is going to get a rose.
Well, he's creating drama, so I feel like the producers will not let her send him home.
I also am not really team Mike J on that.
You're not team I don't what Cam? Yeah, me neither, because he lied.
I'm not really team Mike J though. I don't think
I just said Mike.
I think it's Cam.
Did I say Cam?
You said Cam.
I meant Mike. I'm not.
I'm team
Mike
neither.
He lied.
Them, but
yeah, I don't like. I mean, I want them both to go home.
I want Mike.
I wish he didn't lie.
That was a sticky situation. Well, the only part that he lied about
the pity
was
roast,
that was the pity roast part.
But that's the crucial part.
Yeah. That's the thing she repeated four times.
You know what I want to know? I want to know how she felt about what he said. Before this point. Because after they spoke, they just cut to the party. You didn't see her ITM saying if she believed that he was sincere and how she really felt about it. Because
yeah.
It seemed like she decided how she felt about it after Mike J told her that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it makes what he did a lot that much more worse.
I agree.
And it's like, Hannah, are you thinking for yourself? Are you calling the shots here?
She just wants any excuse to send this guy home.
Yeah, that's
she's
what it
just
is.
Like,
she was like, oh,
she's
great.
Like, perfect.
Well... Watching this is.
Hey, what did you see?
I don't know, I'm just laughing at our dynamic. I'm here, like, giving an expose.
Whoops. Should have worn a belt, maybe.
Oh, I need to look for a tweet for our segment.
I gotta say that Michael or that Michael Scott one was pretty funny. I don't like this.
This is a metaphor for, like, everything.
Just, I don't like Tyler C.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna do that one.
Let me see.
That's a good tweet.
I sent it to shows, right?
Yeah. Gosh, Bachelor Twitter is so good.
That was good.
Wait, look at this one.
Honestly.
I kind of like Garrett. I feel like he's just floating, you know?
Huh? Garrett.
I like Garrett.
Oh, I love Garrett. I think he's a little cutie. Oh, wow, that's a dress.
You did not sound like you liked it.
I mean, I just...
Why the
it's
necklace,
just a lot
though.
Going on.
Yeah.
You did not need a necklace for that dress.
Or the mesh in the middle.
It's like a prom dress you regret.
That is my boo, number one.
Ugh. Who are you, Dylan? You're going home, Dylan.
Oh, I should be writing this down, and I'm not. We can just say who goes home.
Did not see that. When have we watched him talk?
We saw some Dylan action.
When?
Maybe night one.
I can't with the dad.
Producer Grant.
I hate that he touches the shoulders of the guys. It bothers me. Do you see he stopped himself, though?
Okay.
Double jobs!
Jonathan, I think, is going home.
Mateo.
Mateo with a nice jawline that we don't get to hear from very much.
I'm sure that's not why, but... I would send them both home. Oh, yeah, he's going to go home for sure.
Was it between him and who?
Mike J, I think.
No, he has a little
already. Oh, he did. Joey, maybe?
Oh, Kevin. And Joey. And Jonathan.
Oh, I liked Joey.
Oh, my God! Oh, wow, they really did switch things up.
He reminds me of Kumail. Or Camille.
Oh, from
Paradise.
Last season. Yeah.
What was his name?
Camille.
The one who was, like, dogging out poor Annalise.
I think Joey was 33.
Like, so I left your letters under all your bunk beds. Take a look.
Joey in a last-ditch effort to try to charm Hannah. Jonathan's like, I have an audition next week, so it's okay that I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. See me on General Hospital. Mm-hmm.
Yo, even Peter was like, forgot her.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, Dad. That looks like Kevin.
I think it might have been Connor.
I thought it was Tyler.
People questioning Hannah. It's hard. I. I tried.
This has become a Christian show, I think.
I think, you know, when you went so far right with Colton, it's kind of hard to pull it back. Like,
I try to feel okay with myself watching this show, and then it airs clips like that, and I'm just like, ugh.
They were inspired by Cassie's show from YouTube.
Garrett seems like he'd be a fun, like, friend.
No wonder he was tagging at one.
Wow.
A bachelor themed.
DVR.
I just
want
to know who's on it.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a couple.
Ashley I.
Oh, Ben.
Ben Higgins.
Steve's like, I don't know none of y'all, but we gonna work this out. He doesn't strike me as a bachelor watcher. Oh, you know who came to my job the other day? Jesse Palmer.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who?
Jesse Palmer. All right. We're getting out of here, guys. I'll see you on the after show in just a minute.
And he was the bachelor before.